89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and we've finally got ourselves all situated in our pajamas.
Yeah.
We've got our pizza. We've got our popcorn.
Our ice cream. We got our Tom Hiddleston movies. Get your warm milk out of here, Rick.
Oh.
Well, but if we leave our ice cream out for too long,
it'll be
warm milk.
I just really don't like milk. I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry. Tom Hiddleston movies?
Yeah, because he's really handsome.
Okay, well, what constitutes a Tom Hiddleston movie besides The Avengers? What, are we going to watch Crimson Peak or something?
I did see that movie, and it was pretty A-okay.
Okay.
Okay, how about that slumber party, though?
Well, I have...
We can do a podcast about that later.
Said no one ever.
Yeah.
I have a box of questions.
Oh, ASMR. Oh, so nice.
So relaxed.
Yeah, I could just fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in this box of questions is slumber party questions. Guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party. Get the 411 on all your BFFs.
Nice.
Fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this week's question?
Yes.
Bring it on.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to go first?
Oh.
Not me.
Ooh.
Oh, very good. Hey, Mickey.
Okay.
And I think that's what we're just going to do going
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
it sounds about right.
Yeah, because we keep saying that we'll figure it out, and then we forget to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then I forget that I forgot to figure it out. It's like forgetception.
It's cool.
I'm an idiot.
No!
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
How are you and your BFFs similar, and how are you different?
Similar. We're both, or everyone in my BFF circle is gorgeous.
Wow.
I'm joking. I'm not joking, but
get right to it.
I really love my friends a lot, and we're all like, we're really supportive of each other. Like, even if I'm just like, man, I'm feeling a little bit down. My friend Clams is just like, Mickey, stop feeling bad. I love you. You shouldn't feel bad because you make me feel good. And it's just like,
aww.
Oh, thank you, friend. And we're all just jokesters. Like, we have really, really weird senses of humor. And so we're always making each other crack up. We love... we love lots of really obscure TV shows and
nice.
Video games. And my friend Clams is obsessed with rhythm games, and so I've slowly been getting into rhythm games too. And then my friend Jay, we're really similar, actually.
Oh, really?
Like, the more that we talk, more I'm just like, are you my sibling? Like, this is weird. Differences would be probably, there's usually a big difference in age, because I'm 18 and my Jay's like 27. And Clams is like 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all my friends are older than me. It's always been that way, though.
Well, I tell you, having met both of your friends, they have a youthful demeanor.
They're awesome.
So you tell me that they're in their mid-20s, and I say, I don't believe you.
No.
Because they are young folks. They are young at heart. That's awesome.
We all love goofing around. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, thumbs up. I love my friends.
Nice. How about you, Rick?
So the question is similarities and differences, right?
Yeah, between you and your BFFs.
So I think something similar is that with all my really close friends, that we can actually like sit down and have a very serious conversation that's about some touchy subjects without each other getting angry at each other, you know?
Oh.
Like anyone else, you might have these conversations and immediately you're like at each other's throats by the end. But at least, like, for these, we can shout at each other for, like, hours, but then at the end be like, you're still my friend, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a very important trait for a very close friend.
You're like, you're my friend, but, like, I hate you.
Exactly. So, like, it's kind of like...
Your opinions are garbage, but you're my friend.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a pet. It's like, they might poop and shed everywhere, but you're still going to love them, you
right,
know?
Of course.
Right.
Except until, like, they constantly ask you for a ride everywhere, man. But anyways.
You know, and
oh,
that,
Fido.
That pet might like Man of Steel for some reason.
Oh. I think the differences would be sleep/awake schedule.
Sure.
Is that they never really match up. It's like one goes to cryo sleep and the other one is still awake, making sure everything's still optimal. That's how I describe it when one of my friends, they have a very weird sleep schedule. They're awake for 3 days in a row, and then they'll be gone for a week. So every time they're like, I'm going to go to sleep, I'm like, oh, have fun in cryo sleep.
That's awesome.
Wow.
They say your brain shuts down during cryo sleep, except for the most animalistic nature, or whatever that speech that Vin Diesel gives in Pitch Black.
Oh my god, I completely forgot about that
one. Yeah, so like he's Riddick and he's like, yo, they say that your brain goes to sleep in cryo sleep and blah 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 blah, but your animal instinct still, you know, keeps going.
That doesn't
or
make sense.
It doesn't.
Vin Diesel, you're not
Vin
a scientist.
Diesel doesn't make sense.
Hey, Vin Diesel's great. He was not only the Iron Giant, Riddick, and Groot, but he also is in multiple moderately paced and slightly disturbed movies.
The race car movies.
Yeah.
You know what? I low-key really like those Fast and Furious.
You're like, I am Fast and Furious.
I really enjoy them because they are delightfully absurd.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because this is coming from somebody that likes the Marvel superhero movies. Those movies are superhero movies. Everyone has, like, you know, superhuman strength and abilities. And, you know, I mean, it's a cartoon. They're comic book characters. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, DC is always falling flat.
Yeah. I can't disagree because it's like, we got to be grumpy.
Yeah.
Because grumpy.
Christopher Nolan made DC dark and we got to follow after his footsteps.
We're angry.
Where's the trigger?
Ooh, that was a pretty good Christian Bale Batman. All right, so as for me, how are you and your BFF similar and how are you different? First, I think either I misinterpreted the question or y'all misinterpreted the question.
Retro.
Because I figured the said BFFs were all of us. Because you guys are my BFFs.
Aww. Oh, Mike, now I'm a jerk.
No, you're great, but that's, no, it's fine. I think I'm just
I'll just cry a little over here.
But here's the thing, Mickey.
Yes.
And you and I are troublingly similar, just in terms of sense of humor. And just, we've got a really gossipy streak in
us. Oh my god, I know.
And it's great.
I'm like, spill the tea. whenever you give me drama, I'm like, oh, my face is clear. Like, my plants are watered. My lizard is fed.
Like, yeah, it's like you just adjust yourself in your seat, you know, to get ready. And you're just like, tell me. It's fantastic.
You do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. See, it's crazy. And, you know, I mean, differences would obviously be age, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's really where that differences and similarities go with, like, my adult friends.
Yeah.
I don't have friends my own age. They're either younger like you guys or older. Like, my buddy Larry is, well, he's almost twice my age.
He's not.
I like your scooting away from dating yourself.
I had to calculate that and didn't want to date him too terribly much. Though I totally would, though. I ship that.
Well, oh, 1986 Transformers, and I believe Mike said he was 13.
Start the mad fan fiction, please.
KGRG / fic.
Please. I'll start writing.
Commissions now.
Weren't they doing that on the bus ride home? Oh, that was that game.
We can talk about that later off the air.
But anyway, yeah. So, I mean, with my friends, I mean, again, they're either younger than me or older than me, and that's the primary difference. But with the similarities, it's, you know, a sense of humor, you know, similar tastes. You know, me and my adult friends, we do like the red wines. we do like the sweet colas.
Oh, yes, the grapes.
And it's awesome. I mean, it was funny. I was at a barbecue at Barb and Larry's once, and he had a bunch of his work friends over. And he's like, you know, I'm making chit-chat with folks. And it's like, well, how do you know Larry? And I'm like, I'm his drinking buddy. You know, we're drinking buddies. And he didn't quite know what to do with that. It's great. It's just cool when you get around a group of folks that have similar interests. Just like what you were saying, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that has been the Slumber Party for this week. Maybe we'll throw this question out on Twitter for you to answer for yourself. How are you and your BFF similar, and how are you different? And let's get back into the music for a quick sec, because we do have a little more to talk about. We may jump in our van and talk about a fest. but until then,
I like that.
Here is... thank you. I appreciate that. And since we are celebrating 1 year of Mama Madness, here's one of my new favorites, a recent add to the KGRG rotation. Here is... Water Parks with Mad All the Time.
Mad All the Time.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. For Danica from The Buzz listening out there, I don't have that other song you want. No old-timey songs on today's rock. But here, after you do this, you'll be crying. Here's Cutting My Fingers Off by Turnover. It was the best I could do with what I had. This is Mike and Vicky After Dark. We'll be right back.
I found the picture that we took when we brought in the new year. It's hard to see, but I
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And that was a choice that Cool Guy Luke approves of. That was Cutting My Fingers Off by Turnover. That by kind of sort of special request from Danica from The Buzz, which, again, you can catch every Wednesday through Friday, 6
WTF.
To 9. WTF. WTF. Nerdist. Rooster Teeth. You like podcasts? You like...
Do you like The Buzz? WTF, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 to 9.
Pretty good.
6 to 9.
Yeah, all of those things. Ironically enough, none of those things are things that we're talking about.
Nope, it's time for Van Fest, yes. Which is this weekend, isn't it?
Saturday.
Whoa!
This Saturday at Maple Valley's Royal Arch Park. And actually, the timing of this is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Because my man Cork, host of The Buzz... just wrote a blog that you can find on the front page of KGRG.com, kind of talking about what VanFest is.
Gnarly.
And how stoked he is and excited to be going. But basically what VanFest is... Oh, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, good, because I can't hear...
You sound a little pillowy, friend.
Yeah. You sound a little pillowy, friend.
Oh.
Well, we're not doing that anymore.
Okay, that's much better.
We're not doing that anymore. life hack, don't turn the microphone.
Yeah.
So I'll just turn me instead. But anyway, VanFest is a benefit festival concert that's at Royal Arch Park in Maple Valley, benefiting the... the Maple Valley Food Bank. It's the sixth year it's been going on. It was founded and is run by Van Wolf, who some of you may know as being part of Trauma Del Rey.
Yes.
A lot of us know him, though, as a KGRG alum.
Mm-hmm.
So he came from the same program. You know, some of us get into radio, some of us get into music. Van's done a little bit of everything. And this is just something he does. Good on him. He gets together. I was trying to count the number of bands that are at VanFest during the break, and I couldn't get to it quick enough.
So many.
Probably at least 30?
Yes.
Well, let me see. So, yeah, it's a huge festival show. Now, here's the deal also. It's Saturday... This Saturday, August 20th, starting at noon,
mm-hmm.
and knocks off at around 9 p.m. And it needs to end at 9 because, like, noise ordinance and things like that. So you get a full day of music, but you don't have to worry about your bus driver taking you to the wrong place and your day being jeopardized.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In whatever ways, but it's great. It's last year was my first time going. Again, this is VanFest 6. It's the sixth time he's done it, but coming off of the awards banquet experience and doing this with a gang of KGRG folks really crystallized, you know, how special this broadcast journalism program here is. I got to do a couple stage announcements.
Wow.
That was still cool. That was as a part of the post-rock show that I used to be on. But anyway, it was just a really cool, fun outdoor experience. It's a gorgeous park setting. We haven't really talked about the lineup yet. But before we get to that, the main focus is that it's an all ages event.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think if you're 22 and under, you get in free.
Yes.
22?
Yes.
That's a strange marker.
That's exactly the way he has it written on his flyer, too. Free for those 21 and under, $10 for those 22 and over.
Okay.
So for $10, for those of you that are of the older persuasion like myself, you get 9 hours of music across 4 stages.
Oh, wow.
And you free people, yes, you young people, get, yes, to get in for free and just enjoy.
Yeah.
And it's great. Like, they make these delicious vegan burritos.
Mm.
And it's very... I'm not educated enough to say that it's straight edge, meaning that, like, you know, it's... Because to me, I always associate straight edge with a little bit of aggression. This is the opposite. This is, like, the most chill thing. But, yeah, no drugs, no alcohol, all ages welcome. It's... Oh, man, it's just really good. So, and again, those... the admission covers... covers everything. Sorry, I got lost in my own thought
it's
process
cool.
There. I got super confused. Anyway, yeah, $10 to get in if you're 22 or older, free for those 21 and under.
Yes.
Let's see. So we have 4 stages, and actually the way that this is set up, let's see, the 4 stages, they're kind of spread out enough. It's almost kind of like a... not on the scale of Warped Tour, but kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the schedule currently, and actually we'll probably tweet that out also. The acts are staggered.
Oh, okay.
So, on the Tyler Hadley Memorial Stage, Little Man Child is playing from 12 to 12:30, and then on the stage next to it, the Nicholas Stage the 4th, Iffy Kama plays from 12:30 to 1.
Mm.
Oh,
and then it just kind of staggers from there. But I'm totally burying the lead here because there are a lot of acts that not only am I excited about, but a lot of the KGRG fam will be excited about as well. So let's see. Earlier in the day. So again, there's 4 stages: the Tyler Hadley Memorial Stage, Nicholas Stage the 4th, Stage Against the Machine, and the Town TV Tent. So
I like it.
So fans of local hip-hop and The Block here on KGRG-FM, which you can hear on Wednesdays from 7 to 10 p.m. Anyway, so there's a whole stage that's all just local hip-hop.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's... there was somebody up there last year that was doing a full rendition of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
Oh, my God.
Like the entire
really?
Thing.
All of it?
It was a lot.
That series is still going, I've heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so maybe I'm mistaken, and maybe it wasn't all of it, but it was something. I didn't sit through the whole thing. But there was... Anyway, it was a lot. But anyway, so just skimming over the thing and just throwing some... random names out there. Letters. Ooh. Quieter.
Okay.
Glacier Veins.
Ooh.
A group that I'm really looking forward to that I missed last year, Sea Cats. That's a huge favorite of Caroline from Uncommon Chord. She kind of turned me on to them. Really kind of nutty, beachy surf punk pop type band. There's a hip-hop artist called Big O, who was probably one of the most in-your-face, intense. I don't know where hip-hop ends and spoken word begins, but he's doing like, it's almost like it's almost Henry Rollins style aggressive spoken word. And the thing that I thought that was cool about this guy was that he jumped off of the stage and with a wireless microphone was just pacing and doing it within the crowd.
Oh, that's really cool.
And one of the things that Corey talks about in his blog that's so fun about this particular show is like artists will hop off of the stage after they get done performing and then they'll just mingle. They'll just hang all ding dong day and go from stage to stage and just watch the other artists. It's a very much a community environment. Everybody's there to support each other, and it's great. So to anybody that's going on Saturday, I'm going.
I'm going to go.
Mickey's going to go. I'm not sure who all else is going, but there's generally a very large contingent of KGRG fam that makes it out to FanFest. We'll have the tent there, I think.
If not, you'll see t-shirts.
Yeah, if anything. Yeah, so I think I'll wear my baseball tee just so people can recognize me. But anyway, if you see us there, say hi. You know, let us know that you're fans of the station, fans of the show. But then also, like with any other summer festival-style concert, bring cash. All of the artists will have merch. You know, like the... at last year's VanFest was the first time I saw people selling cassettes.
Oh.
And apparently that's a thing. Cassettes have kind of made a comeback because...
Guardians of the Galaxy, I think.
Totally. And apparently they're cheaper to produce.
Hmm. Oh, cool.
Which is... That's something. it was kind of funny because one of the bands that we interviewed wanted to give us a cassette to play up here at the station, and we don't have a tape deck. We don't have anything to play it on.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so I still should have taken it, though, because I have a tape deck in my car. But anyway, so next time if I see somebody with cassettes, I'm taking them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to bring a bunch of cash because it only cost me $10 to get in, so I'm going to use those monies to load up on vegan burritos and all kinds of... I mean, they have like all kinds of food there, and I'm going to definitely support these local bands by buying a bunch of merch.
Nice.
And you know what? You know what, guys? I didn't realize that I had not mentioned the headliner. Can you believe that, Mickey? I almost got out of this break.
Wow.
I have a song queued up.
Tell me the headliner.
And I didn't even mention that MC Lars is going to be closing out the show.
MC Lars!
Yeah, so he's going to be playing the Tyler Hadley Memorial Stage, which is the largest one.
Yes.
And yeah, he's gonna do a full hour. He's gonna
have
a full hour set from 8 to 9.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Getting your nerdcore on. So again, we'll tweet out this full VanFest lineup, as well as Corey's blog on KGRG.com, kind of talking about a little bit about the history of VanFest, what it's about, and what we're excited about. But that's going to be this Saturday, August 20th. At Maple Valley's Royal Arch Park, FanFest 6, noon to 9 p.m. $10 if you're 21 and over, or 22 and over, or free if you are under 21.
Woohoo!
It's going to be a great time. Would love to see you out there. And again, stop and say hi. And I couldn't get out of this without playing an MC Lars song.
Let's do it.
Here is This Gigantic Robot Kills
from
VanFest headliner MC Lars on Mike and Mickey After Dark, 89.9 KGRG FM. And we will be back to wrap up the show. Stick around.
B- Billy built a robot in his parents' garage because he had a list of problems that he needed to solve. He said, I'm sick of the hills, Laguna Beach is fake and whack. Let's party like it's 96 and bring the horn section back. Back before Gwen Stefani started rapping with Pharrell, gas cost 115 and Goldfinger could sell. When reality TV wasn't scripted or contrived, the brass was fat and bumping and the beats were all played live. See, Billy was obsessed with third wave ska. The Mighty Boston's real big fish. Listen, Jake, he's seen them all. He longed for a time when even Bill Clinton played the sax on the White House lawn and kids wore shades and checkered slacks. So Billy's just back in the class and laughs with a notebook on his lap and he plans his task to make a giant robot. How's that? And bring the real Orange County back. Opened up its eyes, weighing 700 pounds and standing 8'5". With his black coat, white shoes, black hat, set to attack. The robot headed to the hills to give those spoiled kids a smack. Chris Cavallari got knocked flat as Billy bumped the Aquabats. He ripped out Misha Barton's spine to crank say Ferris and Sublime. He burned down Heidi Montag's home and he blasted the OC super tones. He screamed while smashing Elsie's head. Stop, hey, hey, he's not dead.
This gigantic robot kills. He's gonna come down the block. He's gonna fire at will.
You do the Macarena as you rock your Tamagotchi with your Newton down at Woodstock playing Sega La-Di-Da-Di. He brought the 90s back and then he freed Tibet. If you can't find his jam on Napster, then the warehouse sells cassettes.
Gigantic,
he was
gigantic,
this robot,
gigantic,
so very
gigantic,
Sky Robot.
This gigantic robot kills. He's got a gun, got a block, he's gonna fire at will. He's got a cannon on his shoulder and a laser in his hand. He's gonna win the day for Billy.
Can't get enough of KGRG? Well, we have a brand new app now available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search KGRG.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Trev Bot from Dead Air. I know most of you are busy on your phones, hatching eggs, taking over gyms, and setting lures.
Pokemon Go! Pokemon Go, f*** yourself!
But when you have a free moment, make sure to check out Dead Air on Facebook at facebook.com/deadairhardcoreradio and both Instagram and Twitter at deadairkgrg. Only there can you keep up on all the Dead Air news, pictures, and our Dead Air live playlist.
It's Cork from the Buzz Morning Show, 6 to 9 a.m. every Wednesday through Friday. And if there's one thing we love on the show, it's amazing local artists. Like Ships fits that description perfectly. Here's their song, Skyline.
And I remember the skyline, shadows cast in city lights, staying up all night with you until the sky turned back to blue. There's an anthem that's unsung, save yourself and die young. I hope you look back on those nights and remember the skyline. Pass by, smell of rain on a summer night. Windows fog, but we don't care right now. Sat in the passenger seat, head on your face and shaky knees. We sat still till the moonlight hit the dash. We knew that this wouldn't last. And I remember the skyline, shadows cast in city lights. Staying up all night with you until the sky turned back to blue. There's an anthem that's unsung. Save yourself and die young. I hope you look back on those nights and remember the skyline. We're striving, it's getting dark.
couldn't find a place to park. Leave the car on so we can hear this song. Back before the world seemed gray, we discovered the greatest pain is not a pouring but gently falling rain. And love is never safe. Remember the skyline, shadows cast in city lights, staying up all night with you until the sky turned back to blue. There's an anthem that's unsung. Save yourself and die young. I hope you look back on those nights and remember the skyline. I remember the skyline, shadows cast in city lights, staying up all night with you until the sky turned back to blue. There's an anthem that's unsung. Save yourself and die young. I hope you look back on those nights and remember the skyline.
So if you enjoyed Skyline as much as we do, you can pick up Lightship's debut EP, Turn Off the Lights, on August 30th. Also make sure to listen to The Buzz 6 to 9 a.m. on August 19th as they perform live in studio.
2016 is the 50th anniversary of Green River College, and as the celebration continues, Digital Radio Lab instructor, award-winning journalist, and KGRG alum Charlie Harger talks about the camaraderie that's inspired by our radio station.
You have basically the same environment inside the radio station here at KGRG that has been since the beginning. And what I mean by that is there is kind of this camaraderie. There's this group of students. You'll hang out at the radio station between classes. We have these old couches, probably haven't been changed since the 70s. We have a group of students who will just kind of come hang out, talk about radio, but more than that, just kind of talk about life. Some of those people you meet, you know, 20 years ago, you're still talking with them today, and you get to see their success as you move along as well.
Sign up for Journalism 120 with Charlie Harger by registering at greenriver.edu. Digital Radio Lab is taught every quarter of the year and covers pre-recorded voice tracking for KGRG1, your classic alternative, as well as podcasting. Share your favorite story or memory of Green River College at greenriver50th.org.
Need school credits? Want street cred? Register for Journalism 110 at Green River College to join KGRG-FM.
Your mom goes to college.
Go to kgrg.com or greenriver.edu for more information.
This is 89.9 KGRG-FM, and you have been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark. And man, I tell you guys, it's been a really fun night.
Yeah,
but boy howdy, it is getting close to that witching hour.
Hoof-da-tuda.
And that means it's time for us to do what we do at this time every week. Sing along if you know the words.
Shouting out loud.
Nice. Mike, we need to go to karaoke when I'm 21.
Yes. I concur.
Okay.
I support this act.
I just realized I can't go to karaoke bars.
But the karaoke, you should just have it at your own house.
No. That's a bad idea.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, she's all like, hard pass. Hard pass. Wow.
That's a bad idea, man.
She's like, I know what happens when you bring karaoke into the home place.
I guess.
Yeah, man. Because I had that one singing game for the PS2. It was a bad time. Anyway.
Why was that a bad time?
We will talk about that off the air.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. color me intrigued. All right. So before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts and shout outs for the night, shout out to you listening to us, because as we mentioned before, without our listeners, we'd just be talking to ourselves. And quite frankly, that's just awkward.
It's a little weird.
And a little weird.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Ooh.
So let's start in the newsroom with Slick Rick.
Yep, Slick Rick.
Oh, that's so good.
So my first shout out will go to Dirty Dean, our faithful number one KGRG listener of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
6 years in a row running that we just decided 5 minutes ago.
We got to get him a plaque.
Yeah.
I totally think we should. you know, it retroactively for like the last 6 years too, like
six plaques,
or just like a gift card to like BevMo or something.
Not that we advocate or condone.
No.
Never advocate that. Yes. Make good choices.
Yeah, there you go. Or don't.
But yeah, shout out to Dean for my new two titles, Slick Rick and Rick Dog.
Rick Dog?
Rick Dog!
Dude, Rick Dog needs to come hang out with Wild Dog.
Right?
The two dogs meet. But one dog ain't enough, and two is too low. We need three dogs.
Mike?
Would that then make it a three dog night? Old people jokes. Oh my gosh, that's so good.
I think Ricky's like actually 70 years old.
Oh no, yeah, I'm Benjamin Button. I age backwards.
You age backwards, like, that's great.
Like, I really am a cranky old man inside.
I know.
But
I love it.
Second shout out to go to everyone who went to the banquet and won awards and just everyone who was involved in KGRG in general. Yep. To, you know, get it to where it is today.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, I mean, without our listeners, we'd be talking to ourselves and it'd just be awkward. But it also takes a village of eager college students to keep the radio station going.
It sure does.
College radio, college students of all ages.
If it weren't for our DJs, we'd be talking for no one.
Yeah, we'd be. Exactly.
And that would be even weirder.
We'd be talking to nobody, and that would just be weird.
But, Mike, what station are we talking on?
We are. You are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM.
Music to my ears. Thank you.
Dude.
Man.
Bruh.
There we go.
Yeah.
We need to get this.
Now we're doing it. Now we're doing it.
I'll make the album cover.
All right. So, hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
Shout outs.
Yeah, of course. Shout out to my good friends, Clams and Jay, who listen every Monday night, and I'm really, really thankful for it. They've even started quoting our drops, so that's how I know that they're listening.
Oh, speaking of, actually, can I interrupt you
for a
minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
There? So this, because I set this up specifically, because you told me that story earlier that how both Clams and Jay have indeed been quoting the show. So
it's really
so
good.
As I'm gonna jump on your shout outs with a shout outs of my own. So this is for both Clams and Jay.
Oh, get the body bags. He can't get up from that. You know what? Forgo the hospital. Just send him right to the morgue because he's clearly deceased. By God, he's dead. He stubbed his toe, King. He's clearly dead. A pile driver on top of three chairs. Oh, no, just get the dirt. Let's just pour the dirt right on his face. No funeral. Don't even call his mother.
Don't even call his mother.
This arena right now. Can get everyone out of the building. This is officially a mausoleum because he's dead.
So good. Who's saying all that?
By God, it looks like he's risen from the grave.
So I'm a huge advocate of giving credit where credit's due, and it's occurred to me that I have not given due credit to the people. That is not me. I've had people come up to me, and because apparently, like, when I do it and I'm quoting it, I sound like exactly like it.
You do sound very, very, very similar.
Uncannily similar.
That's awesome.
That's troubling. But that audio was actually, I got it from a podcast that I'm a huge fan of called We Hate Movies. It's a podcast where four guys from New York sit around, drink some sweet colas, and riff on occasionally bad movies, but also just movies in general.
Nice.
Like they just recently did an episode about Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. And
what?
it turned into a we love movies situation instead of we hate movies. You guys are giving me the blank stares, and I feel so old. You've never heard of that movie?
Never.
Dishes are done, man. Nothing?
No.
Oh. It sounds like a Ricky quote, though.
Good Lord. Okay, well, I'll remedy that situation at some other time. We may have to roll a trailer or something before
That's
we
okay.
go. It's a great 90s kid power movie. But anyway, We Hate Movies. This particular series of their impressions of J.R. Jim Ross of WWE, WWF fame came from the episode they did about Weekend at Bernie's. And like they slip into this whole tangent, as they do often. They you know, do a lot of impressions, and they'll just slip in and do these characters that's, you know, it's just all this.
By God, it looks like he's risen from the grave.
I love it so much.
Yeah. So I'm really glad that our listeners are latching on to it, but I don't want to necessarily try to pass it off that something that I'm doing. It's audio that I've gotten from a show that I'm a huge fan of. So
yeah.
So if you like our style of humor, you'll like We Hate Movies. It's worth checking out. WHMpodcast.com, and they're on pretty much every podcasting platform you can think of.
Nice.
So Mickey, once upon a time,
yeah,
you were giving shout outs.
Sure was. Also, shout out to Buca de Beppo and the Buck Wild.
Oh, sure.
Bus driver.
Buck Wild bus driver.
Yeah. Also, shout out to that one server where I pointed at one of the Italian sodas and I was like, what is that pretty pink drink? And he's like, oh, it's one of the Italian sodas. We have these three flavors. Do you want the prettiest one? I was like, of course. You know me so well.
That's hilarious. Oh, you legitimately did get an Italian soda.
I did.
I thought you were joking.
No, I was like, I want the prettiest one. And he gave me the prettiest one.
That's amazing. I love it.
And it was so delicious, too. So, I mean, I'm a winner.
I'm sorry, was it so delicious?
Oh.
It was pear flavored.
You walked right into that one. Wait a minute, pear flavored?
Yeah. Highly recommended.
Guess so. A plus.
A plus, that's a 10. Thumbs up.
Oh, you stole them all. I don't got no more.
What do you mean stole them? They're mine. Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Also,
fair enough.
Shout out to all of our listeners and to the folks that won stuff. I'm so very proud of you. Like, I hope that I can be in your shoes next year. But, yeah, thumbs up to you guys. You earned it. Especially Corey. That guy works so hard.
Yeah, he works so hard.
He looks so sleepy at the banquet.
Dude, let's all be honest. He always looks sleepy.
Yeah, poor boy. Let him rest.
Yeah. Rest us this fall. Oh, wow. And with that, we are off the rails.
Mike, do you have shout-outs?
Aside from We Hate Movies... before you switch it back over to me,
yes.
Where else can people listen to you on the radio?
Oh, they can listen to me Friday night / Saturday morning. It's kind of difficult because, yeah. But midnight to 3 a.m. for Wild Dogs Super Party Hours.
Ow, ow.
Ow, ow.
And what do you do during Wild Dogs Super Party Hours?
I dig through the KGRG music catacombs and I play all the stuff that is very, very out of rotation. But, you know, like kind of in rotation. You know what I'm saying, girl.
It's part of our library, but
oh, yeah.
Not currently in
and
rotation.
It's handpicked by Wild Dog herself, himself. I behave very differently on the show than on this show, so it's definitely a treat. And I also accept guests.
Are there shock gloves involved?
Of course there are shock gloves involved.
Nice.
Grabbing at stuff.
Hey, we don't do that here. You can do that on Friday night / Saturday morning.
Because when I tell people Friday night from midnight to 3, they're like, oh. So
Thursday.
Yeah. And it's just no, friend.
Yeah. So, and actually, Slick Rick, do you have a shift?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because I'm not signed up for the whole 5-credit thing. But
oh, gotcha.
Anytime that there is an open spot and I'm around, I'll definitely love to come down here and man the station, man
nice.
The helm.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, so I don't really have any other shout-outs for the week, but people can find me tomorrow night at the Sunset in Ballard at 8 p.m. for a Nerd Rock show with Chiptune Kings, The Runaway Four, along
nice.
With Tom Miller, and, of course, Seattle Nerd Rockers Kirby Crackle playing their classic album, E for Everyone, It's in its entirety.
Cool.
So come out for that. That's going to be super fun. And if you want to revisit the interview that I did with Kyle from Kirby Crackle, we played it during last week's show, but it's also available on demand by itself, just the interview. Recommend you check that out. That's on demand in the on demand section of KGRG.com. It's also on the MAMAD page, as well as separately in SoundCloud as well. And so, Ricky,
yep.
Before we close out for the night, You won't be with us next week.
Yeah, I guess.
Pour the dirt
shout
right
out.
On his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm. I've already signed up the morgue and everything. No, shout outs to myself or send off. But I'm heading out of the country on either Wednesday night or Thursday night on Red Eye, straight to where my half of my family is from, Japan.
Yay!
Am I the only one that imagined like in Street Fighter 2 when you go to like Ryu's level, it's like Japan. Da 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 da
da da da. Round one, fight!
Well, every time I step off the plane and finally get into Narita Airport in Tokyo, the only thing that's going through my mind is, come on and slam, and welcome to Japan!
That's really, really good.
Mickey enjoyed that one.
I really did!
Remember, Space Jam's website, still up and running.
Are you kidding?
Since the 90s.
No
has
way.
Not changed one bit.
Oh, see... And it's funny because a couple months ago, it's a shame you weren't here because like I had this little bit of rivalry with my friends on The Buzz on the morning show. We got into this weird controversy and discussion about which movie soundtrack was better, Space Jam or Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Space Jam for sure. Like Guardians of the Galaxy is just, you know, you go look at whatever genre, 70s, 80s.
I see Mike's hand ready to turn your mic off.
Hey, okay. Tread lightly.
Hold on here. I love my David Bowie, and I love that they included him in the soundtrack. Okay. I love Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. However, not original. Space Jam soundtrack, original.
I see Mike's hands like ready on the board to like turn off your microphone. Like, get out of here.
I'm sorry, did the Guardians really save Earth, or did, you know, everyone part of the Space Jam team?
A pound round round, get the dirt, let's just pour the dirt right out his face. No funeral, don't even call his mother. Clear out the building, get everyone out of the building, this is officially a mausoleum, because he's dead.
Bang,
he's dead.
Mike angrily pressing buttons.
4X combo.
Yeah, exactly. KO. Oh, man, you could hear me hitting those buttons too.
Oh, yeah.
Aggressive. Oh, but I'm just saying, Star-Lord didn't defeat the Monstars.
Okay. We can discuss this later.
I agree with Mickey.
Time to say goodnight. I'm sleepy.
Oh, man. So until then, we are out, but keep it locked right here for more of Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. And if you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the brand new KGRG FM app, available for all of your pocket devices. Get it on iTunes, get it on Google Play. And if you have a Windows phone, consider upgrading.
Shots fired.
Oh, man. We're also on SoundCloud and coming soon to more podcast elements. So podcast outlets. So stay tuned for that and come back here next week for a thrilling all new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight only on KGRG. So closing out the night, here's Missing You by All Time Low, because we will be missing you. Say goodnight, guys.
Night.
Goodnight, goodnight.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, and until next time, make good choices.
Or don't. We're not really keeping track.
But please do.
Goodnight.
I heard that you've been...